When you want an opportunity to hear from people all over the sports world, there's only one voice to trust to bring those stories to you. Here now with a special guest is Dan Tortora.
Welcome here to Wake Up Call with Dan Tortora on WakeUpCallDT.com, your one-stop sports shop, and the free Wake Up Call DT app for all Apple products, as well as on the Google Play Store. Over 2,000 devices worldwide. Thank you for everyone listening on the free Wake Up Call DT app, as well as WakeUpCallDT.com. Very happy to have Syracuse Orange men's basketball alum back here with me, Ryan Blackwell, on the show here on Wake Up Call with Dan Tortora. Ryan, how you doing today?
Good. How you doing?
Doing very well. And Ryan, first and foremost, how has everything been going in your life? You know, now obviously years removed from Syracuse, what are you up to, and what's really keeping up your time these days?
Just been coaching a lot, training kids on the side. I recently moved back from Japan. I was over there for about the last 8 years playing, and then started coaching for 4 seasons, and moved back to Syracuse in September to coach an ABA team. So it went under, so I'm doing a lot of personal training and work for Time Warner. I'm a color analyst doing, you know, pregame and postgame shows for them. So keep pretty busy.
When it comes to helping the community, helping kids, obviously, in this day and age that we live in, is, you know, maybe even more of a task than potentially what it was before. What can you say to kids out there that are going through tough times, that have a lot of adversity? Maybe they don't have a good home life. Maybe they struggle in school. Maybe they're in the wrong neighborhood, whatever it may be. What can you say to the youth out there as far as helping them to know that obstacles can be overcome? When you look back on your childhood, Ryan, what were some of the obstacles you had to overcome to get to where you are today? When you look at that love of basketball and connecting it back to Syracuse, when you made the decision that Syracuse is going to be the right fit for you to end your collegiate career, go back to that day with me and what that moment was like and how it all came together for you that Syracuse ended up being your home. When you look at that, the fact that you transferred in this day and age, there's a lot of transfers that go on. Syracuse obviously has Mike Benajay that transferred within the past few seasons here from Duke to Syracuse. What do you think about transferring? Do you feel that there should be an ability to just make it fluid, that you don't have to sit out a year? I mean, how do you kind of handle that being a transfer yourself? What do you think about the rules that are in place right now for college basketball?
Shouldn't be changed. I don't think you should feel as a kid because maybe things didn't work out, you know, with this decision. me. I had a year under my belt to get ahead in school, work on my game, get stronger, get, you know, mentally focused. And, you know, I came out that year that I, my sophomore year at Syracuse, played really well.
So now looking at where Syracuse stands today, as an alum, how did you kind of take the news that Syracuse was going to self-impose a postseason ban? Because as you know, it affects the players that are actually there. It doesn't affect anybody that maybe it had to do with beforehand, but it does affect Rakim Christmas, Trevor Cooney, Tyler Roberson, and the list goes on. So as an alum, when you saw that happen, that Syracuse said, you know what, we'll punish ourselves this season, how do you respond to it as a former player to put yourself in that position of Rakim Christmas?
Come for Rock. Obviously, he's having a great season, and you want to see him go on and get to postseason play. But also, you look at what's coming next year and the guys returning, the recruiting class, and they have a really good chance to do some good things. So I think it's better this year to do it, even though it hurts Rock. Even though none of these guys had anything to do with it. Another thing, NCAA, a lot of rules that they have, I think, you know, should be changed. But, you know, what are you going to do about it?
You feel like you've seen every place in Central New York. But unless you've been to Borio's Restaurant, you've never truly seen Central New York the way that it should be seen. No matter what the season, out on Oneida Lake, there is no better view than Borio's Restaurant. From banquets to getting something to eat to Sunday brunch, Borio's Restaurant offers authenticity to Central New York. It offers a difference to Central New York. Whether it's your anniversary, or a graduation party, a bridal shower, a wedding, Borio's Restaurant is where people go to have the experiences of a lifetime, with the owners being a part of your meal, being a part of your experience, of your time there. The owners care, the local people that always come back care, and the people that come in from out of state just to have a feel of what Central New York means to them, they care. Go to a place where people care about you, and your experience will never be equaled by any other place. The best view in town is at Borio's Restaurant. Head there now, 8891 McDonald's Parkway in Cicero, New York. Open Tuesday through Sunday, and remember Sunday brunch. Borio's Restaurant, 8891 McDonald's Parkway in Cicero, New York.
Gear up with the real deal at Dry Sig Apparel, the best place for you to go when it comes to finding your image, creating what people are going to see and learn about you before they even meet you. At drysigapparel.com, that's DreissIg apparel.com, you have the opportunity to not only outfit your team well, but also to outfit your business, outfit your event, outfit your breast cancer walk. When it comes to looking good and feeling comfortable in your own skin, the only place to go is Dry Sig Apparel. DreissIg apparel.com. Gear up for what you need for your team, business, or event. To look professional, look good, and feel good, outfit yourself at DreissIgApparel.com. That's DreissIg apparel.com. The only place to gear up with the real deal. What's the universal language of a fan? Clapping your hands. With Fan Hands, the ultimate sports fan accessory, found on fanhands.com. That's FanHands.com. I can take that and enhance that for you, make it even better, even stronger than it's been before. Be the loudest fan without ever having to lose your voice by choosing one of 11 different colors, always in stock on fanhands.com. And all you have to do is clap your hands, something you've done every single game since you were a kid. Fanhands.com, get your favorite pair of fan hands right now. Find your team color, slip them on, and start cheering on your favorite team with 11 different colors, always in stock on fanhands.com, where you'll find the ultimate sports fan accessory. Fanhands.com. That's FanHands.com. Real fans wear fan hands.
I'm George Townsend of Honda City with some good advice when buying a new car. The true cost of owning a new car is determined by the appraised value when you trade it. No vehicle appraises higher than a Honda. Next, look for low APRs and deep discounts. You also want low maintenance costs and great fuel economy. That's why my advice to you is to buy a new Honda. Looking pre-owned, visit our Honda Certified Used Car Center. Honda City, 7140 Henry Clay Boulevard, Liverpool, or HondaCity-CNY.com.
It would be a pity if you don't shop.
Some of those rules, and obviously the list, I've talked to coaches before, there's so many changes and things that get added each year that he said, you know, you turn left instead of right, you broke a rule, maybe you don't even know it. What are some of those rules that you know of that maybe don't really fit anymore? I mean, is there anything that even when you went there, you kind of sat back and thought, why is that in the book?
There are a lot of things I can't specifically say. I mean, I'm not really sure what happened with, you know, guys that got maybe paid to go sign some autographs or something like that, a few hundred bucks, and that's a lot of things out of Big Hand's control. He can't control those things. He can only do so much, and a lot of these things are on the players. They have to take responsibility for themselves and do the right thing. Obviously, there's so many things that, you know, can guys work, can guys do this, can guys do that, get permission to do so many things that they need to take out of there, because, you know, kids do need money. They do need money for things here and there, and they're going to go get it one way or another. So I would assume that hopefully the NCAA would change a rule where kids can get a little bit more money to have in their pockets.
And that's one thing that comes up a lot, Ryan, is that student-athletes can get paid to sign autographs, but at the same time, like you said, there is the, you know, there's no opportunity to really work. You're going to school. You're obviously training and getting ready for this season. When you're not in season, when you are in season, you're doing what you got to do. And there's rules that are even in place that forbid players to go out and get a job. So in your mind, do you think that there should be some type of maybe controlled environment where they can get paid to sign autographs because of the fact that there is that loss of money somewhere within their time at Syracuse or any school?
Yeah, absolutely. I remember they had a rule in my junior senior year where you could work a certain number of hours. And, I mean, there was no way I could work anyway with our schedule. And, you know, I don't think we would have been able to do it. You know, it was like 15 hours or something like that. I don't remember the number. It was so long ago. But, yeah, these guys, a few hundred bucks here and there to sign autographs, which they do all the time, not that much money, and it's not going to hurt, I don't think. I think it could be controlled. You know, you have guys' jerseys, even though the names are on the jerseys, the numbers, and everybody knows who they are and who they're being sold for, but I think definitely something can be in a controlled environment, like you said, they can make something work.
Well, that's one of the things that I wanted to get to, Ryan, because, you know, you look at the rules and the NCAA and the governance that they have, but they, like you had mentioned, when you're selling the number 44 at the time of John Wallace's play, everybody knows it's for John Wallace. If you're selling 25 right now, everyone knows it's for Rakim Christmas. However, he won't see any money from any video games. He won't see any money from sales of his jersey. So do you think in that respect that the NCAA is kind of hypocritical, that they're making money off the player, but the player can't make money off themselves?
Yeah, I think so. And their response is always, well, you get an education. Okay, that's fine. I understand that. You get an education. Most of these kids don't even go and finish school. A lot of them are trying to get to the NBA anyway. But yeah, like I said, it can be controlled. They can definitely change the rules. There's a way to do it if they really wanted to. But obviously there's the lawsuit that, you know, Andy O'Bannon had going. I'm not sure where that's at now. But they're getting paid for that reason as well. And somebody stood up and spoke out in favor of the players. So definitely something that can change and happen in the future, hopefully.
As an alum, when you're sitting and watching a game and, you know, just following the season and you hear about everything that's going on and that it's taken years for the NCAA, how do you react to something like that, knowing that now things are dating back to 2007, where in 2015 the NCAA hasn't made a decision, they're going through whatever they're going through. I mean, to you, is it crazy to hear that it's 8 years back and that they've been around for so long, but they haven't made a decision? I mean, is that something that stands out to you?
Yeah, it makes you wonder what's going on, what they're doing, what they're thinking. You know, why are they doing it now? And exactly what are the allegations? And is it really that big to the point where they need to, you know, answer? You just don't know. There are a lot of questions that are unanswered. You're just wondering really what's going on and what happened.
One of the guys that gets brought up so much, and I don't know how much interaction you had with him, but Fab Mello and everything that, you know, people thinking that it has to do with him and that he's a big part of this. Syracuse had gotten punished twice in one season when they had Fab Mello. They got punished during the season. They got punished in a potential run to the Final Four and what some people think could have been another national championship. If this does have to do with Fab Mello, do you think that Syracuse has already served their sentence, so to speak, because they didn't have an opportunity to win a championship?
Yeah, I mean, I feel like they were punished then. I wasn't around, and I was over in Japan at that time, but I just remember reading about it and hearing about it, and that was tough, you know. And if you remember the year before, I think, was the way they got hurt, you know, obviously didn't have anything to do with academics or anything, but just kind of hurt the way they were playing well at those times, and then something happened, and, you know, I think James Sutherland as well, I think, I don't know if that was the same year, got in trouble. But yeah, they missed out on a chance to win a national championship because of that reason. So, like you said, we're all just sitting there wondering what's going on, and we haven't had a response from the NCAA, so we're kind of just wondering and want to hear something back.
And one of those things, you know, with the postseason ban that Syracuse instituted this season, some fans came out, got very upset, said, you know, why punish your own players? But it's become a norm that when you're investigated by the NCAA, that a team will sanction themselves in hopes that the NCAA will go easier on them. More often than not, the NCAA goes even harsher than the penalty that the school already instituted. Do you fear that would be the case here as well, that Syracuse isn't going to any postseason this year, but do you honestly in your gut feel like there's more to come, even just based on what we've seen in the recent few years?
You know, it's so hard to say. You would hope that, you know, I think Jermaine Bay has been around long enough. He's been around the process. He knows enough people. I'm assuming that he did the right thing knowing that hopefully this is it. Like you said, I think everybody's just wondering that. That would be the worst case scenario, that, you know, no postseason this year, and then NCAA comes out and maybe takes scholarships away and no postseason next year. That would be the worst case scenario, but hopefully this is it, you know.
Carvel DeWitt, it's what happy tastes like. Do you know why? Because we make ice cream. Creamy, rich, flavorful ice cream. Not yogurt or iced milk like some of our competitors. Ice cream. Fresh, by hand, daily. For the calorie conscious, we have something new for you. Our new Carvelite. Same great flavor, creaminess, and texture of our regular ice cream with only 35 calories an ounce. So whether you want an ice cream cake, flying saucer, dasher, carvelage, hard or soft ice cream, we will satisfy your craving with our fresh, handmade regular or new Carvelite ice cream. Carvel DeWitt. It's what happy tastes like.
Clothing that will change with you without you having to change. DreissigLady.com, DreissIg Lady.com, with the bamboo line relaxed fit clothing as well as the athletic fit clothing. DreissigLady.com is fit for any woman, any time of the day, anywhere. Whatever you're doing, whatever your day commands of you, command yourself to feel comfortable in Dreissig Lady Apparel, DreissIg Lady.com. For all the women out there, feel good in what you're wearing, and don't feel like you have to constantly change throughout the day. Whether you're a stay-at-home mom, a business owner, going for a jog, going for a meeting, or just relaxing at home, DreissigLady.com is the right fit for you. Dreissig Lady.com.
Cam's Pizzeria isn't just a pizza place, it's a piece of home. Whether you're in Baldwinsville, Camillus, Oswego, or on Lemoyne Plaza, Tony Calcibetta finds a way to give you something that you can't find anywhere else. You go out to get something to eat, you're going to get something to eat. You're not in your own home. Well, when you go to Cam's Pizzeria in Baldwinsville, Camillus, Lemoyne Plaza, and Oswego, those locations give you the feeling of just being at home, relaxing, being comfortable. There's nothing like going out and getting good food, and Cam's Pizzeria will give you that. From their traditional slice to pepperoni to my favorite, the cheeseburger pizza, which you have to try, as well as buffalo chicken, chicken bacon ranch, and the other specialties and favorites they have. It's not just about the pizza. It's about the relationships. It's about building a bigger family. And Tony Calcibetta has been all about that since day one, which is why I wanted to work with him, which is why I want to send you there. Because when you sit down in a Cam's Pizzeria, you feel like you're sitting at home. You feel like you can be there with your family, your friends, to study, to have a meeting, or maybe to meet the best person you'll ever find in your life. I know that when I go to Cam's, I truly feel like I'm just walking to another room in my house. I'm just having great pizza in a great atmosphere. A place where I feel comfortable, where I feel appreciated. A place that isn't just a pizza place, but a piece of home. Go to camspizzeria.com right now to get the addresses to the Camillus, Baldwinsville, Lemoyne Plaza, and Oswego locations. Camspizzeria.com. That's CAMS Pizzeria.com. Cam's Pizzeria. Truly an experience that you'll always want to come back to. Supporting a United States veteran is something that shouldn't even be a question on your mind. The freedom for me to stand here today as a broadcaster, to have started my own company, comes from sacrifices made by United States veterans. Give back to them by buying the book 15 Feet for Free. It was created by Jim Lee, Syracuse Orange alum, to help basketball players around the country to learn and to grow in the sport, but at the same time, he created the book with a bigger message. By going to AuthorHouse.com and buying 15 Feet for Free, half of every single book that's bought goes back to the United States veterans. He wanted to do something special for his father, who was a veteran, and for veterans everywhere. So go to AuthorHouse.com now and buy 15 Feet for Free. It doesn't take much to give back to a United States veteran. AuthorHouse.com, 15 Feet for Free. Give back to them today.
Jim Boeheim is someone, obviously, that you've gotten to know. He gave you an opportunity. You were there with him. You were taught by him. He came out, and obviously, he doesn't ever really have a filter. And he made the statement after the Pittsburgh game that, you know, he doesn't give a, you know, about what other people think, and that, you know, he knows what he does in his program, and he's proud of it. What can you say about Jim Boeheim's stance and the personality that he has? Do you think it was the right thing to come out and say that during the investigation, or had you had hoped your former coach would have just not talked about it?
No, I like that he said something. He's still passionate about the game as he was, I think, 30 years ago, you know, and even when I was there. So he's passionate about the school. He's passionate about his players. He's always going to protect Syracuse basketball and the university. That brand, and there are a lot of people that, you know, you read comments and people are always talking, saying, oh, he should be banned or he should do this and that, and they don't know what they're talking about. A lot of people just are on the outside looking in. He's been there from day one. He knows the program he's built. It's been successful, and to have people just come and say negative things without knowing anything is not good. So I'm glad he said something. You know, obviously, he apologized for using those type of words, but I think, you know, he showed his passion and what he felt, and I'm happy he did.
What can you say, being a part of the program, that you learned from Jim Boeheim, and how do you feel, when you look back on your days, how was the program run under Jim at your time?
Great. It's been the same. He hasn't really changed. Well, he's gotten better as a coach, I think, being with the Olympic team, and has helped him be around Krzyzewski and those guys. I think he's gotten better. The program has been solid, you know, forever, but even in the last 6 to 8 years, they've really taken another step. But always
so many people talk about Jim Boeheim's future and when it's going to be over and when he's going to call it quits. Did you believe that he would still be there coaching today? And when you see him today, do you think, okay, this man's a couple years away, or do you see it as God only knows when he's going to leave? I mean, 70-year-old man, but it seems like every time people think it's done for him, it's not. So how do you view Jim Boeheim at this point in time?
He's, like I said, he's still as fiery and passionate as he was 10 years ago, 15 years ago when I graduated. He's still the same. I go to practices and watch him. He still has that passion to want to do it. And he's still successful at it. I don't know. He doesn't seem to age that much. I could see him going another 3 or 4 years, maybe even five, but it all depends on him.
When he ran out onto the court in Cameron Indoor last season, what type of reaction, when you get to see that video and you sat down and saw Boeheim, jacket coming off, running out to talk with the refs? I know you talked about his fiery attitude and him continuing to want to do what he does and love the game. When you see him run out on the court like that, what is your response as a player?
Oh, I got excited. I was excited. I loved it. Just like we're talking now, that just shows how much passion he has. And for a guy that's normally calm for the most part, to see him do that is great. You know, you want to see a coach get fired up and stick up for his players. That was great. And
finally for you, Ryan, when you think about Syracuse basketball, where it stands today, obviously there's a lot of negativity that circles around it this season. There's a lot of things that we talked about. What do you want Syracuse fans to know and people who pay attention to college basketball to know about Syracuse amidst everything? What do you think people should know?
I mean, it's a positive program run by a great coach, great staff, a great university, and things happen. You know, nothing's perfect in any business or family. Things are going to happen. So you shouldn't stop supporting anyone because of that reason. And make sure you get all the facts straight and know all the details, before you jump to conclusions.
Well, Ryan, I definitely appreciate you taking some time and talking with me about all things Syracuse, as well as yourself, what you're doing in your life and helping children and the family household that you got. The blessing of coming from always means a lot to have something like that on the show. So I thank you for sharing that with me today.
Well, thank you for having me.